This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
I came across a story of a very interesting Queensland woman. It's a sad story, but it's very intriguing at the same time. Her name is Kelly Hardy. She's a Queensland mother of two, and she does have terminal bowel cancer. She, however, planned and attended her own funeral. So we thought we'd chat to her about this story this morning. She joins us right now. How are you going, Kelly?
Good, thank you.
Kelly, we want to get to you attending your own funeral in a sec, because that is just such a interesting, intense, you know, thing for a person to do. But first, tell us about your cancer and what's your prognosis?
Okay, I stumbled across my cancer purely by accident in July of 2019. When we found it, I had no symptoms, no side effects, anything like that.
Wow.
And I was already at stage four, where the bowel cancer had spread to my liver and my lungs.
Oof.
So within 3 weeks of finding it, I'd actually had surgery to remove the primary tumour. And 6 weeks after that, started on chemo. So I've been doing chemotherapy now for 20 months.
Wow.
So what?
So that's hard enough in itself.
Did they give you a, yeah. It's so hard. Did they give you a date though?
Yeah. So originally they said less than 24 months and we're actually quite surprised that I passed the 18 months stage. They reckon that most people in my situation don't. We as a family sort of went, okay, cancer diagnosis, let's wait and see what that actually means for us. So we've tried to continue on life as much as normal. Having said that, I haven't worked a day since I saw the surgeons.
Understandably, because you're going through some pretty hectic treatments.
Yeah, so down to one income for the family. But the surgeon did say to me, you know, you don't work anymore, but keep the footy that you're involved in. You'll need that to sort of get you through the good days.
Yeah.
And probably the best advice I was given. Even last year, I coached one AFL team and team managed another.
Wow.
Not quite up to that. This year, the oncologist has pretty much said, I'm looking at 12 months, give or take.
Oh, Kelly.
And, you know, look, it is what it is. I'm really lucky that I get that time to spend with my family.
Well, I wanted to ask,
actually try and do extra stuff.
I wanted to ask you about that. How old are your kids and do they understand what's happening?
Yeah, so my daughters are actually one of them turns 15 tomorrow and the other one's 11.
Wow.
We've been open with them the whole way through and actually everybody in the community as well. When I was first diagnosed, one of the first things I did after telling my family was notify the footy club where I'm on the committee and the teams that I was coaching. You know, when your life changes so dramatically,
yep.
I think if people know what's going on, you get the support from them.
Yeah.
Plus you also have to think about what's happened in their lives that you may re-trigger.
Kelly, you made it really obvious that you have an amazing community around you. You have a beautiful family and you're part of a footy club. You've coached AFL football. The fact that you have this amazing community around you, is that why you wanted to plan and attend your own service?
Look, a number of reasons for the concept behind my living funeral. I've always thought that people will put more effort into getting to funerals than they do to weddings. And obviously, as you start looking down the pathway to your own death, you wonder who will actually turn up to your funeral. And I thought, you know what, if these people from my life turn up, I haven't seen them for ages.
Yeah.
And I'd love to catch up. So why wait until I'm actually gone for them to turn up? You know, take the opportunity to see them before I go. Plus, it was an opportunity to introduce all those people to my husband, my kids, and my sister, who will be, you know, reforming life after I'm gone.
Oh, wow.
You know, you go to funerals and everybody's like, oh, you know, if I can do anything to help. And the family's grieving. They can't remember who they've spoken to, who is offered what. They're not really thinking about what they need and how they can be helped. So by doing it in the early stages, my husband, my sister and my kids now know who is available in that big network and what help has been offered. So it's something that we can kind of pre-plan.
I totally get the thinking behind it. Like, I understand that. But was it really hard to say goodbye to everyone, knowing that that may be the last time you ever see them?
There wasn't too many goodbyes. I think we had three people cry over the period of about 12 hours.
Right. Wow.
Because I had the funeral at my local footy club where I'm involved. Yeah. And I've actually been responsible for taking them from 20 girls to 140 over the last three seasons. They organised for all of the girls' teams to actually play on the morning prior to my event.
So was it a bit more of a party than it was a service?
It was like a life reunion.
A life reunion, wow.
Life reunion. You know, there was 200 to 300 people turned up. All the locals were fantastic and they sort of said, "Hi, Kel, how you going? We'll catch up with you next week." Which was really good because finishing a sentence was difficult, let alone having a whole conversation with anybody. But you look around the room and you look back at the photos because some of my friends actually organised a professional photographer for the day as well.
Yeah.
And it's photos of groups of people from my life. So there's the girls that I went to high school with.
Wow.
There's the people I worked at Bunnings with 20 years ago. There's my mum's group from 15 years ago.
Wow.
You know, there's uncles and aunts and different groups of family members sitting around. But it was like taking every aspect of my life and having a little mini reunion.
Kelly, your story is such a moving one. I know there's a GoFundMe page set up to send you and the family on a last hurrah on a big family holiday. If people want to support that, just put Kelly Hardy into GoFundMe. Our heart breaks for you, but you are a woman by the sound of it who has lived life to the fullest and touched so many lives. And look, thank you for sharing your story of attending your own funeral service. We just, I don't know, you've moved me this morning, mate. Yeah. So it was just really beautiful to get to know you a bit. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you for the opportunity to share with, you know, other people. I hope that other people might decide it's something that can help them in their final journey as well.
Thanks, Kelly. Big love.
No worries. Thanks, guys. The Hit Breakfast Show.